Welcome to the Amanda Rollard Show, where we work together to support abundant living in all areas of your life, body, mind, family, finances, and community. Come join us and get your salt back. Welcome, everybody, to the Amanda Rollard Show. I am so happy that you decided to spend just a few minutes together this week. And I am going to ask us to maybe do something a little challenging this week on the show, but I have a story to tell. You know what? The Lord asked me to do something very difficult about almost a year ago, and I did it. And He had a great blessing in store for me. I didn't know it at the time, but He was changing me and asking me to do something difficult, something that probably didn't think I needed to do, but obviously I did. So stick around. I'm going to share that story with you, but I'm also going to ask us, what is it? What is it if we sit in the quietest places of our heart and mind this week in February of 2024? What is the difficult thing that God is asking you to do? Because I guarantee if you do it, you're going to set some miracles in motion. See you in about 2 seconds and we'll let the story begin. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for joining me for this episode this week. You know, on the Amanda Rollard Show, we're not about ourselves entirely. We're about giving back. But you know, for us to give back into this world that just wants to take from us, we have to make sure that we keep an abundance of health in 5 areas of our life. We have to make sure that we are living in balance and with abundance for a healthy mind. You know, we've got to protect what we think about. We've got to protect our mind, and we need to only infuse it with goodness and things that are pushing us. So we got to have a healthy mind if we're going to, you know, impart any abundance into the lives of those around us. We want to have a healthy body. If we're being depleted of our energy, of our sleep, and we're, you know, just in pools of stress and discontent and all that, our bodies are going to burn out. You're not going to be good for your work, your family, your community, nothing. So we have to have abundance, and we have to have health, and we have to have balance in our mind and in our bodies. And we have to have that abundance and health and balance in our families too. If we don't water the relationships and nurture the relationships in our families, they're going to dry up. And then we're going to wonder why we're disconnected or we're not in sync. There's disharmony. There's discontent. What is going on? There's frustration and arguments and all that. You know, I'm going to say we've got to water and fertilize our relationships in our family. And then we have to have some balance and abundance in our work. And what is it that we do for a living, you know, to bring the finances in so we can make ends meet and so forth. We can't let it consume 80, 90, 100 hours of our time. We do need to make sure that we have boundaries and we protect those, but we work hard. When we work hard. Believe me, I am an advocate. I don't know how to work any other way than hard. I have always worked as, no matter what I've done, as if I own the company with integrity and with intention, work hard. But then also you can't let that consume you. We've talked so many times on the show, you know, you've got to have balance and health. And then we also have that one that may elude us all sometimes. I know it eluded me for a long time. I'm really making a very concerted effort in 2024 to get back on the wagon of health and abundance in community. What are we doing to give back to this beautiful world that God created and to be there for our neighbors, there for our friends, there in the community to do good? And to help others, lift a hand, pay it forward, whatever you want to say, what is it that we're being called to do this very day? But in keeping with the introduction, I want us to remember, you know, we talk salt. We're all about supporting abundant living today. And that's where the SALT acronym comes from. But I'm going to center us this week on, you know, what does God say about salt? What does God say about if we have salt in our lives, or are we salt? Well, all we have to do is go to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. And we know, we are told that you are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It can no longer be good for anything if you lose your salt, is what Matthew 5:13 is saying, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. That's pretty harsh. So basically what we're being told is you and I, we're the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. But if we have decided to go bland, we've talked about this. Have you ever eaten something that needed salt? It tastes so bland, you just want to spit it out. It's not even worth going through the motions of chewing it up and digesting it. It's just like blah. And God is saying to us, if we've lost our salt, if we've lost our passion for living this one and only beautiful life, then we are just blah and bland to the people around us. We are making no difference to their lives. We are certainly making no difference in our lives. Because if we have lost our salt, if we have lost our way, if we have lost our passion, if we've lost our abundance, we are of no good to anybody else. And we might as well be trampled underfoot. Again, don't say that, Amanda. But it's true. If we are sitting in our own pool of dissatisfaction, of anger, of resentment, of woe is me, my life isn't going the way I wanted it to. I wish I was this. I wish I were what so-and-so is. I wish I was better. I wish I was more advanced than where I am today. If we live our life telling ourselves these stories, we have lost our salt. We have lost our way. And I'm here to tell you today, get back on the horse and ride again and get your salt back. And one step to do that is sometimes doing the thing that you don't want to do. Sometimes God is rap, tap, tapping on your heart and my heart, asking us to do something hard, something we would not even consider doing, something we really shouldn't have to do. But God is asking us to do something. Sometimes that's hard, so he can send his miracles upon us, so he can part some waters and he can bring us back into abundance and into good. His holy angels will go to work. You know, good breaks are going to be coming after us. Opportunities are going to be chasing us down and overtaking us. We have to pass the test sometimes. Well, what test do you mean, Amanda? I'm going to share a story with you. This is something that happened to me years ago. And I used to work in an organization that I love, 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 love. You know, I've done a lot of things in my life. And, you know, the founders and the people I worked for, just loved them. And I was asked to help them with a certain project. And it was a challenging project. And if the outcome was a favorable one back to the organization, then I was going to be rewarded very handsomely with a very significant bonus. I want to say it was extremely, extremely generous and extremely significant. And I gladly accepted the challenge, and because I loved the work that I did. Anyway, I was able to bring that project across the finish line and really help the organization out and continue on serving in the capacity that we had been. And it was, you know, largely based on that project that I was able to bring across the finish line. And, you know, when that happened, for some reason or another, the powers that be in the organization said, well, we're not going to, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to honor that bonus. And I felt like I'd been kicked in the gut. I felt like everything that I knew and loved and treasured about the organization and the leadership and so forth was a lie. I didn't understand it. I felt such a deep-seated hurt, betrayal, and integrity is everything to me. I lay down my heart, my soul, and so much of my time at the expense of myself. And that was a turning point for me. And it was a growing up moment. And I just, you know, made a decision, you know, that I couldn't stay within that particular organization. And I left. And it was because of that incident. And I just thought, I don't know why this happened, Lord. It was a kick in my gut. And all I did was what I believe to be wholesome and true and good for you, because I loved, you know, I loved what I did. So years passed, and it was about a year ago that God asked me to do something that he was kind of dragging me kicking and screaming, because I thought, no, I should not have to do this, Lord. Why are you asking me to do this? That's too difficult. That doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Why are you asking me to do this? Well, what was he asking you to do, Amanda? He was asking me not only to forgive that incident, but he was asking me to reach out and make contact with that individual and forgive. And at that time, I just thought, you must be kidding me. You can't expect me. I did what I was supposed to do. And you're asking me to forgive, which I had already done, you know, time heals things. So I had forgiven in my heart, but that wasn't good enough for God. He said, you need to pick up the phone and reach out and make contact. And you need to tell this person that you forgive them, and you need to ask for their forgiveness. And I did. Because when the Lord asked me to do something, I melt into a puddle like a little child. And God has moved in my life very significantly on certain occasions, that when I hear that direction or that command over my heart, my mind, my body, my soul, I am melted into a puddle and I obey. I don't understand it. I don't like it. I would have totally done things differently, but God was asking me to live in humility and do something hard. And when I pondered it, when I was still, you know, kind of, you know, bucking, basically what I heard was, nobody deserves mercy. You certainly don't deserve mercy, but mercy and grace is what I give to you when you ask for forgiveness. Nobody deserves grace. It can't be earned. It's given freely. But the sinner needs to ask for forgiveness too. I said, you're right. You're right. You're right, Lord. You know what? I do forgive, but I need to let this person know, and I need to ask for forgiveness from them too. So I did. I reached out, and I wasn't necessarily expecting a response, but I said, you know, I want you to know that I forgive what occurred at that time, and I trust and believe that decision was being made in the best interest of the organization at the time. And I want you to know I let it go. And I would ask for your forgiveness for my abrupt departure. And I got the most, you know, gracious message back. You know, I, you know, only have wonderful, you know, feelings and memories of the time, you know, that, you know, our paths crossed in the organization and so forth. And I had at that moment such a release, just this joy. I was overwhelmed with the feeling of this burden that had been lifted off my heart and my soul, because I had done and been obedient. What I didn't know is more time passed, maybe a year, maybe not quite. And unbeknownst to me, this past January, I get an envelope, and in that envelope is a check with that bonus. You want to talk about being melted into a pool of tears? I couldn't believe it. As I tell you the story right now, I'm the sting of tears just rushes back to my eyes, because all the feelings, all the goodness, all the warmth, all the love that I had for that organization and that leadership returned with compound interest, if that makes sense. God is a wonderful God. God can do the things that we can't do. But you know what? He sometimes asks us to do the things that we don't want to do, that we felt like we shouldn't have to do. But if we will obey him in the small things, he's got blessings stored up for us that we can't even imagine. If we just go the extra mile, if we just do something that we wasn't planning, wasn't preparing to do, maybe he's asking us like he asked me to do. It was really illogical for me to, you know, after that amount of time to reach out. But I knew how that resentment or that feeling was only harming me. Even though I'd forgiven, I needed to let that person know. In the setting forth of that, those steps that happened, you know, that took place after that, I cannot tell you the feeling of elation and pure joy and mercy and grace and love and understanding and transformation and empowerment that washed over me when I opened that envelope. It was so unexpected. It wasn't expected. There was no way, no how that I would ever have thought that that would happen. So I'm asking you today, what is it that God is asking you to do? What is the difficult thing that God is asking you to do? If you did it, you don't know the dominoes that will fall. You don't know the ripple effect that it might have down the road for your life, your children's lives, your family's lives, your future. So I'm asking you, what might that be? And if you're like, well, I don't know, I'd have to think about it, then I'm going to ask you, think about it. In your quiet time, in your prayerful time, in your journaling time, in your gratitude time, in your prayer time over this next day or two, I want you to ask, Lord, what is the difficult thing that you would have me to do? So you can release me, so you can bring forth all the goodness, you can bring forth some extra blessings, you can get me on a path, so you can put my miracles in motion, so you can let your holy angels go to work on my behalf, so you can bring me increase, I can be a further blessing to others. What is it that I need to do, Lord? What is it that you want? If it's difficult, that's okay. You wouldn't bring it to my heart, to my mind, unless you were asking me to do it. And you will help me get through it. Because remember, we are the salt of the earth. And if we have lost our saltiness, what good are we to ourselves or anybody around us? We might as well be thrown out and trampled underfoot. I do not want to be trampled underfoot. I don't want to miss the treasures that God has stored up for me, because I'm going to be disobedient and not do a hard thing that he's asked me to do. But by doing that and humbling myself, he unleashed and put miracles in motion and brought about into my life a healing that I cannot even explain to you, a feeling of love, of wisdom, like I said, transformation, empowerment. And I know without a doubt, God was orchestrating this. I could only do what I could do, and he accomplished what I couldn't. What is it in your life that you're just waiting for, you've been praying about? Take a difficult step. Take the challenge and ask, what is it? What is it that you want me to do, Lord? and then do it. And watch how the weeks and the months and the years play out, because we keep asking. Believe me, I keep asking, now what is it that you want from me, Lord? Because if you were able to show out like that in my life, I know that you've got greater things in store for me. So that's our challenge this week. That is what we're going to ask ourselves. We're going to ask ourselves, what is the one hard thing that I need to do this week to move myself closer to you, Lord? And believe me, I want to make this clear. It may seem like that this is the most ridiculous thing that somebody's asking. Your intellect may be telling you, no, you shouldn't do that. You don't have to do that. It's a hard thing. It doesn't seem logical. And you don't feel like you have to do it, or you don't feel like doing it. But what we're doing is we're being obedient. And let's watch how your life and my life continues to change. And we continue to flow in abundance. We continue to have salt in every area of our life because we chose to say, yes, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And you did it. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for joining me this week for another episode of The Amanda Rollert Show. I wish you downloads of wisdom. I wish you worlds of abundance. And I ask that you share this episode with a friend. Come back next week for another episode of the show. And if you want to share a story that comes to mind because you took the challenge and God did something amazing in your life, please email me and share your story. You can email me at amandarollertshow@gmail.com. See you next time, everybody. Happy, happy day. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to The Amanda Rollert Show, a podcast to get your salt back. Share this episode with a friend and tag us on Instagram. See you next time.